Hi, Charles here from Nerd with a Phone Podcast, and you are listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast, hosted by Kyle, here on the IndieBlastNetwork.com and on Anchor.fm. Stay tuned and get yourself some Tokyo Munchies!
Hey guys, welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast. How are you? And I hope you're doing good. So guys, we've got some cool stuff on the pod today for you. But first up, before we get into the meat of the podcast, into the juice of the thing, we want to talk about this new podcast network called IndieBlastNetwork.com. My good friend, Nerd of a Phone, he reached out to me and said, "Hey man, have you heard of these guys? Indie Blast Network? They're really, really cool, man. You should check them out." And he sent me over a link. I jumped on their website, went through all the prerequisites. I went, "Yeah, I can do that. That sounds like pretty cool stuff." This is hosted by Nate. Nate has his podcast, Everyone Has a Story. And he also does another podcast called Simpleton Review, Reviews of Music and Movies for the Simple Guy. He does that with Nate, yeah, with him, Nate obviously, Charlie, and Lem. So I'd just like to say a big thank you and welcome to Nate at Indie Blast Podcast for, yeah, letting me join up. It's really, really cool, man. I like what you're doing. You're giving us independent podcasters out there another platform to get into people's ears. So that's really, really cool. So I'd just like, again, a big shout out to Nate and also a Nerd of a Phone. He's a good bloke. Nerd of a Phone podcast. He's always got some interesting stuff going on. I like to listen to him, and I'll actually do an interview with him. I think it's hard to coordinate times because he's talking like Wednesday evening, and I'm not sure if it's Wednesday evening my time or Wednesday evening his time, because he's in the US, I'm in Tokyo, so I'll have a chat to him on Twitter later and suss it out. But yeah, definitely guys, if you've got a podcast or you're interested in getting into doing podcasts, actually, if you've got a pre-existing podcast, it's probably better. Hit up IndieBlastNetwork.com and see if you can work with Nate and get your podcast up there. So, just quickly on the platform, Nate's podcast, Everyone Has a Story. He interviews people about their stories and he shares it with the world. I'm up there, Tokyo Munchies. Another podcast by Kayla Knight, Get Grim. I haven't really listened to that one yet. I'm going to jump in there, but it sounds like it's going to be a little bit grim. There's another podcast, Stories of Your and Yours. Good old English grammar there, your and yours. Remember, yeah, it's okay. I'm not an English teacher anymore. The Simpleton Review, the Movies and Music and Movies podcast. This one's scary, Ghosts in the Valley. Yeah, that's a bit of a chilly one. And Nerd of a Phone podcast. So without further ado, I'm going to have to give you a quick break because I know you want to hear some good stuff. We'll check a commercial break up here. It might be an old one. I have to record some new ones. I'll put something in here and then we'll be back shortly. What's better than a goat? A moon goat. Moon goats are magical creatures which appear with the moon. If you see a moon goat, make sure you say hello. Have a great day, and drop by tokyomunchies.ticktail.com and get yourself some Japanese candy. Yeehaw! And we're back, guys, after that short break there. We know the moon goat. It's pretty appropriate, actually, to be talking about the moon goat right now, because we've had some beautiful full moons here. Yeah, flub my words. Full moons here. Very strange. One of my friends commented we had a full moon 3 nights in a row. And I'm not sure, man. I was looking at it the last couple of nights and yeah, it looks pretty full. But I could be distracted by the city lights, you know. It's pretty bright over here in the heart of the beast, which is Tokyo, Japan. Anyway, on to the next part of the podcast, the Japan news. We haven't talked about this for a while, so we get into it. And here we go. Number one, the top news at japannews.com is... This is the premium content too, by the way. Ride through Tottori in retro style. So I'll just read it ad lib from the page. Tottori, a sightseeing train car dubbed the Wakasa, began its service Saturday, running along 19-kilometre section of track between Koge and Wakasa stations. Blah, 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 renovations to the station. It's just a really old train, doing a roughly 20-kilometre trip between two stations. If you're a densha otaku, and we'll use that for our word of the day here, the Japanese word of the day, densha otaku. Densha means train, otaku means freak, or nerd, or obsessed with. So if you're a densha otaku, or if you're really obsessed with riding on a really old train between two stations for 20k, yeah, well, there you go. You can get on the ride through Tottori in retro style. That's Japan news number one. On to Japan news number two. Japan ranks fourth in the ODA. I'll just read this rather than make a mistake. Japan's official development assistance ranked fourth. ODA. Official development assistance. I was going to have a guess and it was like odor or something, but no. It's not odor, like the smelly stuff underneath your armpits. It's official development assistance. It's ranked fourth in the world. In 2018, the latest year available, according to the foreign minister. The white paper, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, grant systems. So that's number two. That's pretty exciting stuff there. I'm not sure, I might fall out of my chair. Survey number three for the top news in Japan. Survey finds more people think reconstruction of the disaster hit areas is progressing, and this is to do with the Fukushima. Actually, I'm really, really sorry, guys. This is 3:11, so we'll take a minute's silence. 3:11, so that's when the massive earthquake hit up north in Sendai area and caused that huge tsunami, which in effect hit the Daiichi nuclear power plant and damaged its water cooling systems and caused a massive radioactive fallout. So that was a really sad time. I was in Australia at the time because my visa expired and I saw it all happen on TV. And so it was like 1, 2, 3 and I come with the wicked. So it was March, it's the third month, and it was the 11th day of the third month, and three big disasters in one day. The big earthquake, which damaged houses and infrastructure, followed by that huge tsunami, which killed thousands and tens of thousands of people, and damaged massive, massive amounts of infrastructure, houses, schools, everything. And then on top of that, they had the Daiichi nuclear reactor severely damaged and radiated that whole area. So you know what they say, bad luck comes in threes, or third strike you're out, the Holy Trinity, all that type of stuff. So anyway, on to that third topic, and that's 333s. Ahead of the 9th anniversary of the Great East Japan Earthquake on Wednesday, a Yomiuri Shimbun, that's a newspaper, opinion survey found that 66% of respondents think that the reconstruction of disaster hit areas has been progressing, up 7% points from 59 years ago. Anyway, so more people think the area is getting better. That's up. But it's pretty bad still, man. There's still a lot of people that are living in temporary houses 9 years on. And that area up there, up near Fukushima, around that area, that is still a lot of no-go areas. Just a little, one funny thing in relation to that, like in Japanese, if you're a foreigner, you're called a gaikokujin. Most Japanese will abbreviate that to gaijin. Some foreigners get upset if a Japanese person calls them a gaijin because they want to be called a gaikokujin. I don't care, you can call me a gaijin, you can call me a gaikokujin, you can call me late for dinner, I don't really care, anything's okay. But it sort of spawned a new word in the Japanese vocab, flyjin. So directly after all these events, a heap of foreigners living here went, oh my god, run for the hills, we're all gonna die. and jumped on planes and flew back to their own countries, never to set foot again in the land of the rising sun. Not all Gaijins, but a heap of Gaijins took off. A lot of English schools suffered immensely because they didn't have English teachers. And, so it coined a new term, Flaijin. Fly in, fly out, you're a Flaijin. As I said, I was in Australia at the time this all went down, but only because my visa expired and I was waiting to come back. And I really wanted to be here, because I've got a lot of friends here that I care about. So that's the Japan news number 1, 2, and 3. I was going to go on to another topic, which is all over the media right now, and everybody seems to be talking about it. Tom, Dick, and Harry, my neighbor Satomi, he's talking about it in Japanese to me. I don't know what he's saying. I can catch a bit of his gist. But we're not going to address the elephant in the room here. You know what I'm talking about. CNN knows what we're talking about. ABC knows what we're talking about. NHK knows what we're talking about. Every newspaper, website, Twitter feed, everything. They're all talking about this, and we're not going to talk about it. Not talking about the elephant in the room. Instead, we're going to go on to another elephant in the room. The Great Australian Toilet Paper Crisis of 2020. It's affecting a lot of countries. When I was skateboarding before to the shop, I saw this Japanese guy walk past me with at least probably 48 to, I'm not good at maths, but he had a heap of toilet rolls. He had two huge bags of toilet rolls and paper and tissues and whatnot. But in Australia, it's actually quite funny. There's been a massive toilet paper crisis going on down there. People are panic buying, shoving women and children out of the way to get their hands on a big pack of Kleenex. Kleenex is a famous toilet paper brand we have. And it's just pandemonium. It's mayhem. People are panic buying, bulk buying TP, the loo leaf, the butt rag, whatever you want to call it. They're panic buying toilet paper and stocking it up because of, in relation to the other elephant in the room that we mentioned earlier. And it's quite humorous, actually. I've got a lot of friends on Facebook and a lot of people are posting about it. There was one smart cookie out there. He actually made a t-shirt which says in big bold print, "I survived the great toilet paper crisis of 2020 with a dunny roll on there. It's spawning some good jokes. It's actually quite funny. We get our toilet paper supplied to us, it's delivered with our food. And that sounds a bit weird, but there's a grocery delivery company. I'm pretty sure you have them in your own countries too. And they deliver all our food and all our essentials all together. And so we've got heaps of coreless, wonderful Japanese toilet paper. And in part of me mentioning that, I want to cover this too. We've into the Japanese snacks and candies. This will be a long segment before a break. We've been working on the new shop. It's all pink now. I mentioned that in the last podcast. It's pinker than this can of alcohol-free beer that I have in my hand. Everything's gone pink. And with that, we've got that Pocky 3-pack up there you might have seen. So this is the 2020 Japanese Sakura Pocky. So whenever Sakura Cherry Blossom season rolls around, Pocky releases this limited edition Sakura Pocky, Cherry Blossom flavored Pocky, and it's so amazing, man. They actually infuse it with real petals from the cherry blossom trees, and it's mixed with Hokkaido butter, and it's encrusted with salt, and it's really, really decadent. It's a really nice, really, really nice Pocky, and just the box is beautiful too. So I've got that in the Pocky. You've got the Pocky pack. So you've got that Pocky. You've got this other beautiful packaging for the Bourbon Blanchul Mini Chocolate Sakura Cookies. And it's the same thing. They're little mini cookies with a creamy center. And it's infused with real Sakura or real cherry blossom petals. So you're eating real cherry blossom petals direct from Japan. It's beautiful. And then there's the Mintia as well. Mintia, the little mints, they come in like a credit card pack size thing. Max, my friend in Australia, knows these. He bulk buys them off me all the time. He loves a Mintia. I do too. And so in that 3-pack, the last one is the Asahi Mintia. And it's a little mint, a little tiny mint, and it's infused with Sakura as well. So it's got real cherry blossom petals infused in the mini mint.
And they've gone one step further, because this is Japan, you've always got to take it one step further. Apart from the beautiful packaging, the little tiny mints have been stamped with the cherry blossom petal, or cherry blossom flower. The little mints got a little cherry blossom flower imprint on them. So I've got that 3-pack up there, and I've been doing some marketing and advertising on my Facebook and my Twitter pages and stuff, just for a bit of a joke, with the toilet paper crisis in Australia and around the world. If you buy that 3-pack of Pocky, the Blanchard chocolates and the Mintia, if you buy one of those, I'm going to give you a free roll of toilet paper as a free gift from Japan, from my stock. So there's only 2 of these available, guys. So jump on Tokyo Munchies and grab that Pocky pack, that Sakura Pocky pack, and rest assured, there will be a roll of toilet paper in there, in a little bag, so it's not going to affect anything else. And it's not used. It's not used toilet paper. It's a full, brand new roll of toilet paper. I'll seal it up in a little bag so it doesn't touch your nice chockies, and I'll pack it well too. So jump on Tokyo Munchies and grab that pack, and it'll be shipped ASAP, and expect to get a free roll of TP in that box. So with that being said, that was a bit of a long segment there. We're going to cut to a break, come back and talk about 10 Sucker Sports and Japan Ramen Box, and then we'll probably leave you alone. So I'll speak to you shortly. Have a good one, and see you soon. Yeah, g'day guys. This is Pete down here in Oz for Pete's Potato Plantations. Just thought I'd have a bit of a shout out to tokyomunchies.tickdale.com. Lads have been pretty nice to me. They rejected my offer for a large bag of spuds to be sent up to them, because they seem to have quite a decent quality of them in their garden right now, so that's all good. But yeah, they in turn, they sent me a box of Tokyo Munchies down here to land down under the sunburned country. And it was lovely. You got a box of candies and stuff. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's going to be great for the kids when they get home from school. They're going to have a big box of candy to dive into and have a good time. Anyway, so this is Pete from Pete's Potato Plantations down here in Oz, giving a big shout out and much love to Tokyo Munchies at tokyomunchies.tickdale.com. I don't know what is that, a go out? I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, thanks guys. See ya.
And thank you, Pete, from Pete's Potato Plantations down there in Oz. I remember that vividly. We had a potato crisis up here in Japan. There was a potato famine, and I think that was in relation to the flooding, or something to do with flooding, or the typhoon season, but the potato farmers couldn't grow enough potatoes to supply the potato chip makers, the crisps, as they call them in the UK. We call them chips in Australia. I don't know, what do you guys call them in the US, potato chips? But yeah, the Japanese potato farmers couldn't grow enough potatoes to supply the potato farmers, the chip makers. So all your chip makers couldn't make your favourite chips, but every company which required potatoes for like stews or restaurants or cafes or like McDonald's or people like that, they still got their potatoes. Just the chip makers like Kalbi Fritos in Japan, they couldn't get fresh potatoes to make their potato chips. And there was a potato famine, there was a potato crisis. And Pete contacted me from Pete's Potato Plantations and wanted to furnish me with some spuds, and I kindly rejected his offer and sent him a box of candy instead. So up here we have the potato crisis, down there in Australia we're having a toilet paper crisis now. It seems that everywhere you turn there's a crisis. There's a crisis over here, there's a crisis over there, here's a crisis, there's a crisis, everywhere's a crisis. Crisis. I've said that too many times now, but it's a crisis. So, with that being said, on to the next part of our story today. 10 Sucker Sports, my little sporty clothing wear baby that I've slowly been building up. Sold a few shirts, which is really nice, and it's fun. It's actually really, really fun, and making your own brand and getting it out there and trying to be all you can be. So recently on the shop, I added the 10 Sucker Sports stickers. So you get a pack of 20 stickers for $5.95 US. Right now they've got a 15% off
code up there, March Love, Zaz. I'll put that in the description. They've got the 10 sucker stickers up there, the original logo, the black with the red head. I've leaked the State of Origin stickers a little bit too early, but oh well. I don't care. So I've got the Queensland State of Origin stickers, and they're in the maroon, the mighty maroons. Go, Queenslander! It's a 10-sucker logo in maroon with 2020, so you can remember the year while you're drinking beer, watching the rugby. And I've also, I'm a Queenslander, but I've got to do the New South Wales stickers too, so I've got them up there in their baby blues. So depending on what state and what mate you are, you can either buy a 20-pack of Queensland State of Origin 10-sucker stickers or your New South Wales State of Origin blue stickers. They're all $5.95 US for a pack of 20. Got some black stickers up there too, same deal. Also, we're doing some limited run clothing. We changed the 10-sucker sports logo to pink, and it's in cherry blossom pink too. There's so much pink in this podcast, I don't know. I'm not a fan. Oh, actually, I can't lie. I do like pink a bit. I'm drinking an all-free can of Suntory beer, and it's pink, and it's all-free. It's no alcohol. There's no calories. There's no sugar. There's no porien. There's no pollen. Hey, no pollen. I don't know. And to top it all off, so as I said, there's no alcohol, no sugar, no calories, no caffeine, no pollen, and it's pink, and it's packing collagen. So this free beer, this alcohol-free beer, it's pretty in pink, and to make that even more exciting, they put collagen in it. So can you imagine drinking a Forex? Or for you lads over in the States, a Budweiser or a Miller's, and there's collagen in your beer? It's gonna make you look prettier after time. But yeah, so back to the pink. So we've changed 10-sucker sports logo to all pink for the cherry blossom season. I've got them up here on some really nice 10-sucker sports in collaboration with Bella Canvas. Nice zip-up hoodies for the ladies in black. We've got the Bella Canvas ladies race-backed singlets. They look pretty sexy too. And we've got the men's streetwear all-black t-shirts with the big pink logo on the front at 2020 as well. So you can remember your time, where you were, what you're doing, and yeah, it's really nice. These will just be up there for a little while, then I'll take them down. I've got some really, really cool goodies coming up with 10 Sucker Sports in the future. I'm slowly putting together a team of athletes. I've been talking to a couple of skaters, talking to a rugby player. I'm looking at recruiting some tennis players and some volleyball players and some golfers. So I'll be putting together a 10 Sucker Sports team this year in collaboration with the brand. So if you're a sporty type of lad or lady or kid, whatever they go, shoot me a message and we'll see what we can do. So after that, we're just going to keep going with this podcast because I don't want to do too many more commercial breaks. The next one we're going to go into is Japan Ramen Box. Another thing I've been working on, Japan Ramen Box. You've heard me talk about this in previous podcasts. The link will be in the description. So Japan Ramen Box is a ramen subscription service. So we ship boxes of Japanese ramen around the world for all you good people to enjoy. And it's instant ramen, obviously. It's Japanese instant ramen. We can't put real ramen in a cardboard box and send it to you. That'd be crazy. And it just wouldn't work. So JapanRamenBox.com subscription plans start from as low as $19.90 US a month. That gives you your small plan. You get 4 full-size instant Japanese ramen noodles. The next plan up is your regular plan, which is US $29.90 a month. That gives you 7 full-size Japanese instant ramen noodles. So you get 3 extra ones. They're all full-size ramen. They're not small little ones. So you get you have a really good selection. And the next plan up from that is our family plan, which for US $49.90 a month, you get 12 full-size instant Japanese ramen noodles. These are all direct from Japan. These are sourced from Okinawa right up to Hokkaido. So from the lowest, the island in the most southernest part of Japan, right up to the northern tip. We can source over 2,000 Japanese exclusive instant ramen noodles, and this is what you get in your boxes. So jump on JapanRamenBox.com and subscribe today
and get Japanese instant ramen sent directly to your door. The neighbors will be jealous. They can smell it from your house. Like, what's he cooking? It smells like yakisoba. There'll be binoculars out. They'll probably send the dog over to have a sniff. So jump on Japan Ramen Box today and subscribe. So with that, guys, as I said, I don't want to keep this podcast going, and there's so much more to talk about. Quick shout out to Indie Blast. So Indie Blast Podcast, the Indie Blast Podcast Network. Go over there, man. Say hello to Nate. And if you have a podcast and you're interested in being part of the IndieBlastNetwork.com, have a chat to him. And he's a really nice guy. He's really cool to chat with. He can work with you. Jump on a jump on the Tokyo Munchies and check out our Japanese candy. Get that Sakura pack, somebody. If you don't get it, I'm going to eat it and I'm going to use the toilet paper. So if someone doesn't buy it, it's going to get it used either way. Next, Tensaka Sports, go check out my baby. Link's in the description. Grab yourself a t-shirt, a hat, a sticker pack. We've got kids' clothing. We've got women's clothing. We've got golf balls, tennis balls, Nike collaboration backpacks. So if you love Nike, we've got three different styles of the logo on, and Nike has supplied two different colorways for each backpack, so they look really, really cool. Jump on Tensaka Sports, get yourself a bag, a hat, a ball, whatever you want. And last but not least, jump on JapanRamenBox.com, get yourself a, subscribe to JapanRamenBox.com, and get instant Japanese ramen noodles directly to your door every month. Thank you for Nerd of the Phone for being a great mate, and I'll hopefully tee up this interview with you tomorrow, your time, or I don't know, tonight, my time. And that's it. This is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies signing off. And as always, if you got the munchies, we've got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies. Yeah!